Now, ESPN 580 Orlando's live, local, and loud.
It is 6 o'clock, and we are live, local, and loud here on ESPN 580. We're broadcasting with the Victory Casino Cruises Studios, home of the only legal sports book in Central Florida. You can get in touch with the show at 844-225-5580. The text is 21232. You can also hit us up on Twitter at ESPN 580 Nick. That's where you get me, Nick Runowitz, Nicky Football, and at the Jerry Daniels, where you get my buddy Jerry Daniels. Full 2 hour show from us here today, coming up at 8 o'clock. The Kevin Sutton Show, your home for extreme sports coverage. We're going to get into the NBA playoffs and all of the blowouts. 15 of 16 games here in the second round of the NBA playoffs decided by double digits, and the one that wasn't really even that close. A 7-point clincher from the Cleveland Cavaliers. The Warriors and Cavaliers are dominating. They're both 8-0 in the second round of the NBA playoffs. Has that tempered your enthusiasm for the playoffs and watching those games? Of course, the NHL playoffs have been quite entertaining as well. We'll get into that really weird reunion between the Boston Celtics 08 title team on Area 21 and a whole lot more. You can get in touch with the show once again at 844-225-5580. We'll take your calls, your texts, and your tweets. But, of course, we start every show with the top trending topics from around Orlando. It is the Top 6 at 6.
And now, the Top 6 at 6. 1.
Tonight's top stories are brought to you by our friends at Yuengling, America's oldest brewery since 1829. It is baseball time. That means it's summer, and summer wheat's available. Now available at a Total Wine or Twin Peaks near you. NBA Hall of Famer Shaquille O'Neal says he's thinking about a run for office, telling Atlanta TV station that he will try to become a sheriff in 2020. The 2000 NBA MVP holds residency in Florida and Georgia. He told WXLA that this is not about politics for me, but it's something I've always wanted to do.
All right, let me hit the pause button on this really quick. Am I supposed to take this seriously?
At 6:45 tonight, I'm going to tell you exactly what's going on here, and okay. I'm going to break it down. I have inside information.
Okay, before I say this.
And by the way, I want you to record it at 6:45 because in 2 years, everybody's going to laugh.
Everything we do is recorded, but still. I understand. For guy waiting to text or tweet me that Shaq has a PhD in criminal justice or whatever, I totally get it. Second of all, I can't take this seriously. Shaquille O'Neal's a professional basketball player. He's a basketball analyst on TNT. And I don't think any criminal is taking,
come on out with your hands up, fool.
Seriously, I don't think so. I think this would be a bad idea. There are plenty of people that have worked their entire lives in the criminal justice section here that are much better suited to be a sheriff somewhere. I can't take it seriously.
I disagree with you 100%. I'm going to tell you why at 6:45.
All right, I can't wait. 6:45, Jerry and I argue about a tall sheriff.
2.
Live, local, and loud. A few weeks ago, told you about a little-known rule in Massachusetts that said that if a guy or girl didn't have a chance to get to the appellate or to a second review of his trial, that he or she would automatically get off. It used to actually exist in most states in the country. It's part of common law that we adopted from Great Britain, but very few states still have the rule. Well, today, Judge E. Susan Garsh ruled that due to legal doctrine, the former tight end for the Gators and the Patriots, who's been convicted on one murder and not convicted on two others, Mr. Hernandez, will be released of his conviction.
They vacated his conviction,
which now opens up a few interesting things. There's still obviously a civil trial that the victim can have against his estate, but it does change a few things in a few claims going forward.
It does, including whether or not the New England Patriots still owe the family
That's
of Aaron
correct.
Hernandez some money. But yes, the Massachusetts judge vacating that 2013 conviction, which does protect them from some civil lawsuits and also may mean that the Patriots need to pay the fiance and daughter of Aaron Hernandez some money. Whether or not that actually happens, I'll see. But they did release the suicide note from Aaron Hernandez to his fiance, and in parentheses he wrote, "You're rich." Which may or may not indicate why he did what he did in committing suicide 3 weeks ago. I don't want to read much into it. It is an uncomfortable topic about kind of the reasons behind him taking his own life, but this could have been a reason to make sure that his family had money to take care of themselves moving forward.
3.
Last night, the Washington Capitals finished their historic comeback to even the series with the Pittsburgh Penguins to force a Game 7. Which is most likely, in my opinion at least, the result of a questionable hit on Sid the Kid. This caused Crosby to have to sit out a game and not really be 100% in anything subsequent, in my opinion. According to ESPN stats and info, though, this is good news for the black and yellow. The Washington Capitals have lost three consecutive games on the road when they were faced with elimination. So, based on this, Pittsburgh, you're probably good to go.
How many times have we seen teams come back from down 3-1, though, just in the last calendar year, right? Cavs, Cubs as well. We've had all kinds of great finishes, and this would be another kind of record-breaking performance out of a team in the Washington Capitals. They've never won a Stanley Cup before, and this is the big brother, the Penguins.
Speaking about comebacks, tonight the Rangers will try to do the same. The wild card New York Rangers will try to even up the series with the Ottawa Senators at the Temple of Basketball, Madison Square Garden.
You're not baiting me into that. Madison Square Garden's overrated.
Four.
All right, Miami Dolphins Hall of Famer and longtime friend of the show. In fact, we had his son on, Friday? Nick Bonacotti has gone public with his health issues. Actually, he was going to do an interview with us last week, but his son explained to me that some recent issues have come up. He wasn't able to do the interview. Today on Sports Illustrated, he released that he's been feeling lost and like a child. The 76-year-old former linebacker, one of the leaders of the Dolphins' undefeated 1972 season, suffers from both memory loss and hand struggles and moving around.
Hand tremors.
Yeah, hand tremors. He actually fell backwards down a staircase last year. At the time, he was quoted as saying, "I'm depressed. I don't know if there's really a reason to live." So it's not been great times for Mr. Bonacotti. He's done so much for people with his conditions and for paralyzation. His son Mark actually suffers from paralyzation that he actually got caused by an accident in football.
Paralysis?
Paralysis, okay. Yeah. What did I say?
Paralyzation?
I guess that's not a word. Anyways, Bonacotti won't confirm that he suffers from CTE. But people close to the source says that it's definitely the, 54,000 hits he's taken over his career? 520,000 hits he estimates he's had over his career.
I don't even know how you, 520,000. I don't know how you estimate that, but this has become kind of the new norm for former NFL players. We like to remember all of them as the gladiators, the superheroes that we saw on Sundays, but for a lot of them, they go out to get the mail and can't remember how to get home from the mailbox. And I don't mean to be disrespectful when I say that, but the NFL does not want you to see that. They are trying to hold kind of the, they are saying pay no attention to the man behind the curtain here, which is the former NFL players that are dealing with all of these illnesses while they pay out on some of these concussion lawsuits. All I can say is I hope that his health improves and that he is more comfortable moving forward, but it is an unfortunate reality of the post-career for a lot of these players, and it's why you're seeing NFL players get out younger and younger now so they avoid the same kind of post-career life.
Yeah, we'll talk more about this next week, but because I've got a few other interesting things that you'll actually want to hear, but Bonacotti went on to say that the settlement with the NFL was a joke. It was structured like a joke, and they're just waiting on that generation to die. They're just waiting on the clock so that everybody dies.
Five.
God, that's depressing. Man, sorry. Let's take it out of that note. Anyways, speaking of legends, the Boston Celtics kind of had a little mini reunion last night on Area 21. Let me make this clear. This is the most uncomfortable, pathetic little thing that TNT does. It's a little short spurt if you've never seen it where KG...
Scotty doesn't like it either,
It's just horrible. But this was great. But it's also the jumping of the shark. So here's what happened. So Kevin Garnett got together with Paul Pierce, Rajon Rondo, Kendrick Perkins, who I still can't even get over, he's retired at age 32, and former Magic Big Baby Davis, and they talked about how much they hated Ray Allen for about 6 minutes.
Yeah, that's what happened.
That's pretty much what happened.
It was pretty much, hey, we're not cool with Ray, and here's why, and that was it. It was five guys. Ray Allen's not there to defend himself, right? So it's five guys on national television all taking pot shots at Ray Allen on how he was a traitor and decided to chase a ring, and they kept saying, hey, it wasn't a big deal, but it's a big deal because he didn't talk to us first and stuff. These guys all seem much pettier and more angry than Russell Westbrook was, and Kevin Durant left him less than a year ago.
Yeah.
I thought it was a strange 6 minutes to 10 minutes in television.
Yeah.
Those guys were, by the way, they were awful on TV. They were like, it was an awesome, fun experience, but it was a ton of too cool for school, you know, former NBA player stuff going on there. Rajon Rondo and Big Baby Davis actually did need to be there. They didn't talk the whole time. Like, I could have done it with Kate.
Did Davis really deserve to be there?
No, but they needed a fifth.
Didn't he, like, fall down during it? We're going to talk about more about this later on. Speaking of reunions and Kendrick Perkins, Perkins said today that shortly after his teammate Russell Westbrook breaking Oscar Robertson's record, that he sent a text over to his buddy KD over in San Francisco and said, hey, I think you two should kind of get together. Apparently, 2 weeks later, he got a text back saying, hey, we've talked. It doesn't need to be in the media, but everything's good now. We're okay. And then he went on to say that KD might actually go back to OKC. That was my favorite part of
the
quote.
How much of this is Kendrick Perkins just kind of wanting to set off sports media for a 48-hour period, right? I mean, how much? We do not know.
I think he got a little hungry from the one thing, and he wanted to continue it.
I think that those guys are probably on better terms than everyone would expect because it is blown out of proportion a little bit. I don't know if KD can just walk right back into Oklahoma City and be accepted, though. A lot has happened, including the crowd and the cupcake thing and them yelling at his mother and all that stuff. There's a lot of bad blood there now.
Coming up next is our ESPN Rewind. We'll give you the best of the best right here on ESPN 580. This is Live, Local, and Loud.